Education Committee, Education Committee, Education Committee, Education Committee to order. And the first item on our agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Chair Redcorn.
Here.
Thank you, Clerk. The next item on our agenda is prayer. And Congressman Hamilton, would you mind opening us in prayer?
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. High and God's Wakanda, Wakanda, Jinky. Father, ask you to be in our heart and minds. We come together as one people under your watch, Lord. Please be with the families who are dealing with mourning and sickness. Please lay your comforting, healing hands upon them. And please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your Son's precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. The minutes are attached, and they are from all the way back in September. If you want to take a minute to look at those.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to approve the minutes of September 14th, 2023 as presented.
Second.
There's a motion on a second. All of those in favor of approving the minutes dated September 14th, 2023, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? All right. It's a pretty short agenda this morning. The only thing we have on the agenda is a discussion about doing an interim study request. I'm requesting the committee look into doing an interim study on our DPOSCA and WELA programs. And I'll just kind of start out by elaborating on that request. You know, we've had a lot of discussion over the last, well, since I've been on Congress about those two programs and about their value and what they contribute and how they're constructed, and we all know how important they are. And they're two of our programs within our education department, per se, or our education budget at minimum, that I don't think have been given the chance to have a deep dive and an interim study done into their programs. And they're a huge part of what we do. They're a huge part of our education system. And so I think they deserve the chance to have an interim study done in their programs. And I've, you know, visited with both directors of WELA and DPOSCA, and I think what I, the goal that I had in mind of this committee that I'm asking you all to join me in is to do, you know, to do this study to ensure that we're meeting the needs that they have. And as a Congress, I want to make sure that we're supporting them in the best way that we can. Oh, and it looks like Mr. Martin and Ms. McKinney are joining us also, which is great. I'll kind of rephrase what I said too. I sent them an email that kind of outlined these things as well. But I really just want us to start the discussion of doing this interim study, maybe discussing goals. But the study would be focused on those two areas. So Yeah, let's just, I would like to open up the discussion on doing this interim study. Does anybody have anything? Questions? Comments? Congressman Maker?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Well, my first question would be, of course, who would conduct this study, and what would be the cost of the study?
This committee will do the study, and there shouldn't be any cost related to it, and because it should just be mostly internal looks, and it would be our work putting, you know, having conversations, looking at budgets, looking at program details, those sort of things, and annual plans. And the only cost that might be associated is if we decided to go maybe look at other programs, you know, nearby. But I can't imagine that there's going to be a significant cost from it. But it will be this committee doing the study.
Yeah, that was, yeah, thank you. I just thought sometimes you bring in an outside entity or whatever, or people who do these type studies, you know.
At the moment, I don't see a need to do that, but if that arises, we can address it as a committee later.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Congresswoman Lemon. Anybody else? Congresswoman Shaw?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So first, I'd like to ask you, because I was kind of up and around making sure that everyone got into the meeting, but what are the two subjects of the study that you stated?
So the study is primarily going to focus on DePoska and WELA. And that's simply because it's, I don't want it to sound like it's targeted in any manner, only in the sense that we are going to be focused on them, because I don't think that they have been afforded a good look into their programs, and at least on Congress's education, talk about higher education often. Talk about our JOM programs and some of the nuts and bolts of that, but I don't
think
that
these... Does anyone hear me? I don't hear anything.
I can hear you,
Trey. I hear you, Trey. This is Brandy. Good morning. Did you hear me say good morning a while ago?
Yes, we did.
I did not. I do now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, somebody text Brandy.
I'm texting in our group, and Jody said that she couldn't hear anything, and I said, neither can I. That was a little bit ago, but she said, I can now. And I was in the weight room for quite some time. But now I'm in the meeting, but I can't hear anything.
Okay, I'm in the same boat.
You should be able to hear us now.
But Whitney says she can hear us now. I don't know what's going on, why they're not responding. Okay.
We've been trying to respond. Can you hear us now? One second, I'm sorry, we're having technical difficulties. Yes, madam.
Would it be appropriate?
Yes, madam.
Would it be appropriate?
Yes, madam.
Would it be appropriate to take a few minutes recess so that we can get this fixed?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let's recess until 9:45, and we'll go from there.